You know, it is remarkable how obtuse this administration really is. It's remarkable. They're blind willfully. I get that. I mean, there's political spin. But you look at what happened yesterday at the White House. How unpopular is Joe Biden? If you saw any of the footage, any of it, after he had given his remarks and Barack Obama and Kamala Harris, they'd all given their remarks on Obamacare and the new executive order. And then Joe Biden just wandered around the stage. Nobody cared. They're all shaking hands with Barack Obama. They're talking. They're laughing. Joe's walking around. Where's Joe? Joe wasn't there to save him this time. It was the leader of the Western world, the leader of the free world, the American president completely ignored in public for all to see. It was not a good look. Michael Austin joining me, Project 21 member, free market economic consultant, a guy that believes in America, the promise of America, and an America first mentality. Michael, good to have you.
Hey, Steve. Thank you so much for having me on.
Great to have you here. I mean, you look at Joe Biden, completely out of touch. And I think that Kamala Harris may be suffering the first human-to-human transmission of dementia herself, potentially, from being around him too much. But their economy, their economic whatever they're doing, they couldn't do more wrong if they had set out to do the worst possible things, destroy energy, open the border, create inflation, pump money in when no money is needed, keep putting more money out there. I mean, could they make any bigger mistakes, more egregious mistakes than they have already made?
You know, you're exactly right, Steve. It seems like Biden's economic whatever you call it is just to print money and give it to Americans. But, you know, Econ 101 says that any unearned money will turn into price hikes. It will turn into inflation. So looking at the jobs report as an example, it's clear Biden is ignoring his Econ 101 lessons, and now we are facing the consequences.
We certainly are. I mean, I haven't seen the official inflation numbers for last month yet, but I have little doubt they will be double digits, right? I mean, it's going to be double-digit inflation, the highest it's been since Jimmy Carter occupied the White House, maybe worse. And they continue to push money out, have Americans sit home, get checks. And for those on fixed incomes, this is devastating. For those at the lower levels of the income ladder, it's devastating. I mean, $4 a gallon gas, Jennifer Granholm can laugh and say, buy an electric car. But for people living in the real world, that's not funny, is it?
No, it isn't. You know, as an example, I'm from Kansas. I'm from the Midwest. And so that usually means two things. One, we have to drive everywhere we go. And two, we really do not like coastal elites telling us what to do. You know, so when we see these prices climb, you know, we don't have mass transit or an electric vehicle to take us 30, 60 miles to work. We have to eat that cost. We have to drive. And then when you're talking about the push for electric vehicles, excuse me, but those are our neighbors who are losing their jobs because they work in, you know, transportation of oil or in oil production or energy production. So this energy crisis is not just an attack on our wallets, but it's also an attack on our way of life.
It's an attack on freedom. That's exactly right. What is more American than driving down Route 66 or wherever you go? The fact is, you can jump in your car, go where you want. But let's be clear about this. That's not what the government wants. It's not what the progressives want. They want to be able to tell you, oh, no, 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 no. Mr. Gruber, you've gone to the store twice this week. You've met your allowance. You can only drive 50 miles a week. You've met your allowance. Whatever it is. That's why they want to put these little computers in your car to track you. They say, well, we're going to tax every mile you drive, which is another bonus. But it is an attack on freedom, isn't it?
It is. And that kind of brings me to another question. If you think about this economy, you know, one question I have is it strong enough? Is the economy strong enough to outpace the Biden anti-growth headwinds? And, you know, just to get back on that jobs report, just take that for example. You know, job growth was like 60,000 jobs short of expectations. Wages were still chasing inflation, as we had already spoken about. Teen unemployment, especially African-American teen unemployment, that is rising. You know, I think the American economy may lose this race. And every month of these policies, we increase the risk of another U.S. recession.
Well, we certainly do. And worse, we're looking at things now that are lining up that could mean food shortages, because we have fertilizer that's three times what it was a year ago. Diesel fuel is $2 more per gallon than it was a year ago this date. You're looking at a shortage of potash because Belarus is one of the main producers of potash in this world. It puts it on the world. So you've got also the war on Roundup and glyphosate, right, which is a staple in creating food in this world. So all of these things are lining up, and so you could have a devastating economy, bad policies, energy policy that is absolutely indefensible, and it could lead to actual food shortages in America. I believe. I'm watching all of this, and you might be seeing some of the same things.
Yes, unfortunately, government seems to be hurting economic growth instead of spurring it. Just like you said, we're no longer energy independent. We are seeing the biggest decline in standard of living in our lifetime. It seems even investors are pulling more and more of their funds out of, you know, short-term stocks or short-term bonds. And, you know, now we can add slower job hiring and a Fed rate hike. I mean, this is a lot for the American economy to handle, and I'm not sure it can make it through.
Yeah. I don't know that we can make it through either. And for people that can't afford a $4 a gallon for gas, just go buy an electric car for $55,000. I mean, that kind of elitist attitude. This is why I thoroughly believe, Michael, that the Democrats have lost track of who they are. The union folks, the working people, the average Americans, the middle class, the progressives, the elite progressives are divorced from these folks, aren't they?
They are. And I think you can look at, you know, remember Biden's State of the Union address, you know, where the solution to all the economic woes that we're experiencing just made no sense at all. And it was elitist. You know, he said, you know, he wants to lower inflation by raising the cost of businesses, or he wants to tell Americans, you know, effectively stop being poor, right, in order to get through this economy. It's a complete disconnect and a complete, you know, blindfold over the eyes, you know, over this ugly reality his policies are creating.
Absolutely true. Michael, I appreciate your insights here. Very, very much on the money. Michael Austin, Project 21 member, free market economic consultant, president of Knowledge and Decisions Economic Consulting. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Steve. Have a great day.
You too, my friend. Greatly appreciated. I mean, you look, and the Biden economy is a disaster. I don't care what your example is. Oh, well, unemployment's down, and that is so poor. By the way, the administration also expecting to extend student loan pauses this week, still attempting to pander to those that will vote for them. Don't pay your loan. Heck, maybe we can make it so you never have to pay your loan. We'll make it so you never have to pay a dime ever. Is that worth your vote? Will you vote for us? Yeah. There you go. By the way, the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, a partner of mine for years, every business I've ever owned in Michigan, a member of the Michigan Chamber, michamber.com. If you own a business in Michigan, or if you do business in Michigan, you should absolutely be a member of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Absolutely be a member. In these uncertain times, there is certainty in the chamber and the experience they bring to the table. Still to come, Chief James Craig will be joining me here on the program, as will Ron Rademacher. Chief Craig, of course, running for governor. Ron, running for his life. We'll be right back. If you're looking for a new best friend and you've already been to the shelter, it's time to check out TheBarkingBoutique.com. TheBarkingBoutique.com guarantees its puppies for the next 5 years and plenty to choose from. New arrivals daily. TheBarkingBoutique.com. Healthy Cell delivers 165% more vitamin nutrition with its microgel formula. Studies show Healthy Cell packs a bigger punch than ordinary vitamins. Healthy Cell is made in America and recommended by Dr. Peter McCullough. Go to HealthyCell.com, use the promo code Gruber, and save 20%. HealthyCell.com, promo code Gruber.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, you're welcoming the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.